Joining us now to talk about it is our friend Romy Bean from CBS 4 in Denver. Make sure you give her a follow on Twitter at @Romy_Bean. Romy, coming in just the right time. You're very good timing on your part. Nazem Kadri, after receiving threats, the Avs had to deal with the St. Louis police, the opportunity for Craig Berube to denounce it. He decided to no comment. Well, Kadri decided to comment. He has a hat trick tonight. That kind of statement, have you seen this kind of poetic justice occur in sports very often?
You know what? No, you guys, I feel like we've been talking about the hockey gods through all the playoffs, right? The Avs keep shooting. The hockey gods are going to look after them. I feel like the hockey gods were looking down at everything that's gone down in the last 48 hours. This is poetic justice. As you said, I mean, the whole situation has really been terrible. For Craig Berube to no comment, I mean, I think the bar of saying we don't condone that behavior is very low. You know, the whole thing has been just terrible. But for Kadri to have this kind of a game with everything that's going on and emotionally think about how difficult this is for him, it's amazing to see. You couldn't wish for someone to have a better game right now than Nazem Kadri.
Yeah, and I thought it was actually disgraceful. I understand Craig Berube, who we know is a despicable human being and always has been.
Yeah.
we know what he's about, but for the St. Louis organization not to issue any kind of statement, nothing. This is a major news story with a public person being publicly threatened to the extent that they have to have security at the hotel, and you hear not a word from the St. Louis Blues organization on any level. No players, no coaches, no executives. Nobody's commenting on the St. Louis side, saying that any conflict should be restricted simply to the ice in the form of clean competition. And no one doing the game, and they had three announcers on the game the other night. They have three more tonight. They have at least three people in the studio commenting. That's half a dozen people. Not a one said the other night, and I'll add a seventh, Don Koharski. Not a one of them out of the seven suggested that there was anything even worthy of a penalty on Kadri in the play in question, any more than there was any reason that Barbashev deserved to be penalized for his hit on Samuel Girard, which, by the way, the St. Louis Blues aren't talking about at all. At all. You know, hey, it's too bad Girard got hurt. Kadri at least said he felt bad about Binnington getting hurt the other night in explaining what his view of the play was. I don't remember hearing from any St. Louis player, including Barbashev, who said he was sorry that Girard got hurt.
I mean, for me, this is a top-down kind of a thing. I think you nailed it there, Sandy. We didn't hear from anyone. St. Louis didn't release a statement. Craig Berube, I mean, we know his history, but for him to come out and say no comment for the players.
Well, he had plenty to say the other night, though. He had plenty to say the other night, but today he doesn't have anything to say.
He's got nothing to say. And then for the players to kind of be inciting this as well, and then you see it how it comes out in the game tonight in that first period where they forgot to play the game and they just wanted to go after Kadri. Then you flip the coin and you look at Jared Bednar getting asked about the hit, and he in the same sentence says, you know, it's unfortunate, but that was a legal hit,
but so was
the hit on Sam Girard. So you're seeing the difference. They're looking like a very classless organization, yes, top to bottom.
And why can't you just say, as Bednar did after the game, the plays were clean, the outcomes were unfortunate? That isn't a lot of words to muster up. And Craig Berube had plenty of words for Peter Worrell back in the day when he called him a monkey and got suspended for it, by the way. The league thought that was worthy of a suspension. They didn't think anything Kadri did even came close to being worthy of a penalty, much less a suspension. And this is a guy who's been suspended three times in the playoffs. And the league wouldn't even look at it. It's a reminder because I think Bednar has taken some cheap shots from local media here lately. And, you know, we can that's a story
Present
for another day.
Excluded,
but,
of course.
But shouldn't at some point class be more prized than whether you go undefeated 16-0 through the Stanley Cup playoffs or not?
I mean, absolutely. At the end of the day, guys, I mean, we know this, but this is a game. We're playing a game here. And for, you know, these guys not, especially who do this for a living, to not have the vision to see the bigger picture is, I mean, I think disgraceful is the only word that you can use. And the fact that Berube is obviously, like you said, we know his history. But he's, you know, that message is being sent down to his players as well. And you saw it in the way that they were playing tonight. And the fact that though they can't separate, you know, their emotions, win or lose, from the human side of this and from just being a simply being a good person, it's just terribly disappointing. It's one of those things where I say, gosh, I really hope the Avs win tonight and win in five so we don't have to go back to St. Louis. Because, you know, I mean, and what are the fans, well, what are they going to do? If the organization's not saying anything, if the coach is not saying anything, then of course they're going to keep behaving this way because in that way that they're being validated.
Yeah, and that's a situation where you probably get a phone call from a league and even the league has to basically say, hey, this isn't something we condone. And that's an interesting spot to be in, Romy, because you've seen in this game that David Perron, who, by the way, is as good a clutch goal scorer as there is, and he scored two tonight, but has been going out of his way at every opportunity to go ahead and take liberties with Kadri. It's fascinating to see how the Avs and Kadri have kind of put this whole town on tilt. They really seem beside themselves. They're not focusing on what they need to do. And there are a lot of ways to beat teams in a playoff series. Quite frankly, getting in their heads is one of them, right?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, Kadri's living rent-free in these guys' heads right now. And again, part of the reason why it's just so great to see him have such a great game. But these guys are certainly, and I feel like we're seeing it tonight more than any other game, but the Blues starting to behave a little bit like head cases. And the fact that they're going after Kadri, he's not fighting back. They're also not getting what they want. Man, they want him to fight. They want him to get suspended. They want him to go in the box. And he's just scoring goals. I mean, there's no better way to respond, right? Sometimes silence is the best response, as are certainly in these guys' heads. But, you know, the Avs, too, we saw it. I think they got to not ride the wave either. I think we saw that in the second period. The flurry of four goals was really exciting. And they got a little bit caught off guard there. And the Blues were able to get right back in it. I think they got to stay calm, too. They've been really good channeling their emotions, not riding the wave at all. But it's starting to just get more heated by the minute. And I think as this goes on, we need to see the Avs. Well, the biggest thing is stay out of the box. So they got to stay out of everything, which they have done great at so far. I think they got a little sloppy towards the end of the second there. But you can see how killer St. Louis is on the power play. But as long as the Avs can kind of stay composed, I think they really have this in the bag. So they just got to keep living in St. Louis' head, but stay out of the box.
She is Romy Bean. Make sure you give her a follow on Twitter, Romy_Bean. Check out everything she's doing over at CBS for Denver. Always good to talk to you. You know, we thought we'll touch on OTAs one of these times, too, because that keeps going. But this is the story right now as you have a team making a run for a championship and a phenomenal performance by Nazem Kadri. Thanks for joining us to break it down, Romy.